Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, August 31st, 2023. I'm Jen Cutter. Starting October 1st, Microsoft will unbundle Teams from the Microsoft 365 and Office 365 suites in the European Economic Area and Switzerland. The move follows the opening of a formal antitrust investigation last month into the bundling practice, which rival Slack filed a complaint about 3 years ago. Customers choosing the new package without Teams will save €3 per month, and existing customers have the option to remain with their current plan. For new customers, Teams will be available for €5 per month. A European Commission spokesperson said, "We take note of Microsoft's announcement. We have no further comment to make." Samsung launched an app for Android and iOS called Food, a personalized AI-powered food and recipe app in 8 languages serving 104 countries with over 160,000 recipes so far. The AI part of the app recommends daily meal plans based on dietary preferences and favorite cuisines, offers nutritional ingredient breakdowns, can add items to shopping lists, and send them through e-commerce checkouts. Samsung Food can connect to Samsung Family Hub smart appliances like refrigerators and ovens. Amazon will be releasing an app in Shopify's app ecosystem, which gives U.S.-based merchants using Amazon's fulfillment network the option to add Buy with Prime into their Shopify checkout processed by Shopify Payments. The announcement post says, "This new app will enable Shopify merchants to offer Prime members fast, free delivery and easy returns outside of Amazon for the first time ever." The Federal Communications Commission rejected requests on Wednesday to eliminate an upcoming requirement for internet service providers to list all of their monthly fees. The FCC announced that the rules will go ahead without major changes. FCC Chairwoman Jessica Rosenworcel said, "Every consumer needs transparent information when making decisions about what internet service offering makes the most sense for their family or household. No one wants to be hit with charges they didn't ask for or they did not expect." Google's AI-powered search generative experience, which began open testing in the US in May, has now expanded availability to India and Japan. The AI search feature will be available in both English and Hindi for India-based users, and Japanese in Japan, with voice input also enabled. Unlike Microsoft Bing's AI chatbot assistant, SGE runs directly from the search bar rather than as a separate section. Reverse engineer Alessandro Paluzzi discovered that Instagram is internally testing a change to Reels that enables videos up to 10 minutes in length. Reels currently has a limit of 3 minutes, much shorter than TikTok, which enabled 10-minute videos in February of 2022. YouTube continues to limit shorts on the platform to a minute or less. Meta's text-based social media platform Threads, which launched a web version last week, is testing adding full-text search functionality in Australia and New Zealand with a wider rollout to follow. Currently, only usernames can be searched on Threads elsewhere in the world. In a statement, a spokesperson said, "We are actively listening to the community's feedback and working on more features to improve the search experience." On Wednesday, Sony announced a price increase for PlayStation Plus subscriptions beginning next month. The PlayStation Plus Essential plan will go from $60 to $80, the Extra plan from $100 to $135, and the Premium plan from $120 to $160. The new pricing takes place on September 6th. And Activision partnered with Modulate to provide in-game voice chat moderation. The system, which uses an AI called ToxMod, works to identify behaviors like harassment, discrimination, and hate speech in real time. The initial rollout is live now in Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 and Call of Duty Warzone. On November 10th, it will also be live in the new Modern Warfare 3. The CEO said in an interview with VentureBeat, the tool factors in a player's emotion and volume in context. The AI does not take any action against players, but submits reports to human moderators. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run futuretools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.